Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the ninth day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to daven for a six-year-old girl here in Boca, still very much in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers. Please have Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Fredel in mind on the call, as well as in your own tefillos and your own prayers. Again, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Fredel. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather on the call under the most difficult of circumstances. The Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression our broken hearts and to our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the potent and timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk, to recite Tehillim for our brothers and sisters in Israel, and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yoni Levin, Kahal Anshe Emes in Cedarhurst, New York. Also in Wisha, Mazel Tov, this is our first time having Rabbi Levin back on the program since he took the helm of Anshe Emes. And so Rabbi Levin will share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by the recitation of the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, Nimshaberach for Tahal, Nimshaberach for Shluim, and Rabbi Levin will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Levin.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's a wonderful opportunity to be joining you again on this call. The circumstances are quite different than when you started a few years ago, but Mirat Hashem, we should see Yeshua very, very soon. This coming Shabbos, in addition to the regular reading of the Torah, we're going to be taking out a separate and second Sefer Torah, reading a unique and special parsha known as Parsha Zachar. And Parsha Zachar describes what our enemies, Amalek, did to us when we left Mitzrayim, and how they attacked us when we were vulnerable. And it reminds us to always remember what they did and hopes to destroy them, annihilate them, obliterate them, because until that happens, Mashiach won't come, the prophet tells us. And in some way, even though Amalek may have been a very unique situation, Amalek does represent and symbolize all our enemies that have and continue to attack the Jewish people throughout the generations. So perhaps there's a message we could glean from this parsha and apply it to our everyday life, given this current situation we find ourselves in right now. So this coming week, when we read the parsha, there's going to be something very, very interesting that we're going to do, which is to repeat a pasuk. We're going to repeat a pasuk because there's one word that we're not exactly sure how to pronounce it. Is it Zecher or is it Zecher? A subtle difference. The meaning doesn't change, but we felt the need, and Chacham felt the need, to have us repeat the pasuk or repeat the word to make sure it's right, Zecher and Zecher. They both mean to remember. So for what reason are Chacham telling us to do this? And not only that, there's only one other place in all of Tanakh that we repeat a pasuk because maybe there's a mistake. And that other place we're going to be reading this coming Matzei Shabbos, this coming Saturday night, Megillas Esther. In Megillas Esther, there are a few places where the Baal Koreh is going to read a pasuk and repeat the pasuk with a subtle change. You may not even notice it unless you're looking for it. For example, it says laharog, or maybe it should be vilaharog. A subtle difference of an extra vav doesn't often make a difference. And there's one instance where it says bifnehem, or it says lifnehem. And again, the Baal Kori is going to repeat the pasuk to make sure, to ensure that we have it right. So why only in these places of Parsha Zachar, Megillas Esther, both having to do with Haman and Amalek, to repeat the psukim to make sure there is no mistake? And the answer, I believe, is based on a comment of the Ravid. The Ravid writes that when we read Parsha Zachar this coming week, that in essence is a way of attacking, defending, and combating against Amalek. There are different ways to fight against their enemies. There are different ways to defend ourselves against enemies. And what's been going on now since October 7th, we've been fighting. Our dear brothers and sisters have been fighting. The soldiers, the Chayilim, have been fighting a battle, a physical battle. And throughout the entire world, there's been extra tefillah. There's been extra prayers and davening on behalf of the Jewish people. But there's a third way. There's a third way a person could fight. A third way a person could defend, that we, the Jewish people, could defend ourselves, and that, says the Ravid, when we read Parshas Zachar, when we read about what Amalek did, to remind ourselves to never forget, that itself, says the Ravid, when we read that Parsha, it's a way of attacking Amalek. It's a way of destroying Amalek. When we learn Torah, that's a way of overcoming our enemies. So although the Ravid was speaking specifically about Amalek, and when we learn about Parsha Zachar, when we read Parsha Zachar this coming Shabbos, it's going to be a way to weaken and to soften and hopefully destroy Amalek in a more global sense. When we learn any type of learning, you learn with the Chavrusa, you go to a shir, learning is going to be a way and is a way to defend against all of our enemies, not only Amalek, but every single person who wants to destroy the Jewish people. And for that reason, perhaps, if we're going to be using Parsha Zachar as a weapon, the learning of Torah as a weapon, we have to be precise. We have to be accurate. And therefore, Chachamim said, even though it's a subtle difference of the word laharog and vilharog in the Megillah, or bifneim and lifneim, Chachamim said, we want it to be right. We want you to be so precise because we are trying to get rid of our enemies, Amalek and everyone thereafter. When it comes to this week's Parsha, Parsha Zachar, Zecher versus Zecher. It's just one dot. Zecher is a Tzera, that's two dots. Zecher is a Segel that has three dots. There's one dot that's a difference. There's no change in meaning, a subtle difference. A person who maybe doesn't know Hebrew so well may not even pick up on the difference between Zecher and Zecher. But Chacham say that if we're going to attack our enemies, in addition to fighting, in addition to davening, we also have to learn. And when we learn, we have to learn with precision, we have to learn with accuracy, and through that we should be zocha. Through these three ways of fighting, davening, and learning, we should be zocha to not only wipe out Amalek, but to wipe out all of our enemies. Yishlach ezechom mikodesh mitzion yitadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha v'lascha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha chivavecha v'chlatzas v'yimalei. Nirad min abishvasecha v'shem melehinu nidigol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yidati ki yoshi Adonai mishicha yane mishmei kadsho. Vigrosi yeshe yimino. Eilav arecha v'veilav asusim v'nachnu mishim Adonai elhinu nazgir. Heima karu v'nafalo v'nachnu v'kavnu v'nitzadar. Adonai yoshi amelch yareinu v'yom kareinu. Mizmor David Adonai Roi Lo Achsar Benozesher Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchos Yina Halini Nafshi Yishov Edyan Chini Bemagli Tzedek Uman Shimo Gam Kielach Begei Tzal Mavet Lo Yirara Kiat Hayimadi Shizachol Mishantecha Hima Yina Chamuni Taroch Lefonai Shulcha Neged Tzarai Dishanda Veshemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtov Vechazed Yudifuni Koyimei Chayai Yishavti Bevei Sadonai Lorach Yamim Shila Malos, Esoina El Herim, Mayanya Vajri, Ezimi Madina, Yose, Shemain Varet, Ayitain Lamot Raglecha, Ayan and Shamrecha, Ineloyan and Vaisha and Shemer Yisrael, Adonai Shamrecha, Adonai Tilcha, Yadi Minecha, Yomama Shemesh Loyakeka, Vierech Balayla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikara, Yishmar et nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar teitcha uvayecha. Me'ata v'yadulam. Shiyama alas minamakim krasicha adonai. Adonai shema v'kali itiyana aznecha kashivaz l'kol tachnunai. Im avanos tishmar yo adonai mi'amod. Kimcha asricha liman intivarei. Kivisi adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvara hochalti. Nafshi la adonai mishim aboker shomim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki Adonai Yachesed v'arbei mefudos. Hu yiftah et Yisrael mikal avonosav. Maskil el David b'yosav meravis tefila. Kalil el Adonai azak, kalil el Adonai eschanan. Eshpoch lefonav sichi, tarasi lefonav agid. Tisatef alai ruchi v'ata yodati nisi vasti baruch d'vayalach tamnu v'achli. Yaminu rei v'en li makir avar benos v'meni. Ein derish l'nafshi. Zakti elech Adonai amarti ata machti echelki beret achayim. Hakshiva el rinasi kidelo sibmod hatzileinu meredfai ki yamtu mimeni. Hatsia bimaskir nafshi lehodos esh shemecha biyachtir tzadikim ki yisig malalai. Acheinu kovei sisrael hanusu mitzorah vishiv yahum din bein bayom, bein bayom, bein biyabash, amokim yachim alem, yotziyem mitzorah levracha miyafeila lorav, mishibu lagulav, hasha baglavet mankariv, vinamar amein. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzva ha'agana l'Yisrael v'anshei chokos v'bitachon omdim al mishmar arteinu v'arei eloheinu migvul halavon ad midbar mitzrayim u'min hayam ha'gadol ad levo ha'arava v'chom makom shem ha'yavasha ba'avir ha'vayam yitein Adonai es oyveinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafin lefneim ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzar v'tzuka mikol negav v'nachala v'yishlach brocho v'atzlocho v'chom ha'fi yodeyim Yadbir Sunenu Tachtem Yatrim Yechet Yeshua Vatar Titachom Zikiyom Yehem Lachkos Viki Adonai Elohechem Alechem Lachem 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei V'Rachum Aleim Yotzim Limar Choshech V'Tamavet U'Mosasem Yinatek U'Mosakosem Yoshim Yoshivayim Ne'ra L'Chayk Mishmer Choseyem Yodu L'Adonai Chazda V'Niflois Av L'Bnei Adam Yikriyam Nehem Mekra Kosher Kosev V'Buti Adonai Yishuvun V'Rachum Yisiyan Hibi Brina V'Simcha Solom Al Rosham Nesasun V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nosu Yogam V'Anocha V'Nemar Amein Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov Moshe V'Aron Davidu Shlomo Hu Yivrech V'Yarpeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav L'Achim L'Arapos L'Achzik L'Achiyos L'Yirsh L'Achlo Mi'Rav V'Porshnema Min Hashemayim Rachamav Ramach V'Evarav U'Shisa Yigidav B'Soch Shar Chalei Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf HaShabag L'Avaz Mankariv V'Namar Amen
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Levin. I look forward to having you back on the program in the Yirsh Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all the Klal Yisrael around the world.